It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Dr. Motsi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you? Thank you.
I'm well. It sounds as though we are able to talk today. I was very frustrated yesterday when we couldn't talk. I'm hoping our network will hold just like this.
Yeah, today I'm in a place where network is a bit better.
Right. I'm happy we do have network today. So today we're talking about the issue of balancing career goals with God's plans. Well, it has to do with ambition, I suppose. Ambition isn't inherently bad, I suppose. Am I wrong? Is ambition a bad thing or a good thing? Perhaps we should begin right there. Is ambition a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, thank you very much. Ambition, I think, is God authored, so it's not evil in itself. What becomes evil is to have ambition for wrong things. Actually, even when we talk about careers, as we are talking about now, if everything is anchored on God's word, then even our ambitions will be guided by the word of God, because we actually, the way I understand it, we don't integrate career with faith, but rather we have a career that is guided by our faith.
Right.
Like you notice, Paul says, whatsoever we do, we must do it to the glory of God.
Absolutely.
Whatsoever. So our starting point is being founded in the word of God, so that our thinkings are directed by the Spirit of God. So even our ambitions will not be evil because we are guided by the Spirit of God.
Right. Okay.
So generally, generally, we have ambitions. If we are Spirit-led and Bible students, we are committed Christians, then even when we start having ambitions that are like wayward, the Spirit will tell us, and the Bible that is in our hearts will tell us that this is a wrong ambition and we will not follow it.
Okay. Yes. So do tell us, perhaps that's where we should follow that train again. How can you distinguish between your own career ambitions and God's plan for you?
Whatever ambitions, whatever career you want to do, the word of God and the Holy Spirit will tell you whether what you want to do will keep you in line with Him,
right,
with biblical principles. For example, someone might be looking for a job and they find a job where they say, come and work on the Sabbath.
Okay.
If you have correct understandings, you will quickly say, it's a non-negotiable issue, so I'm not going to do that. If you have an ambition for a job, and for example, in this country, we have the Castle Breweries where they brew beer and tobacco auctions. With immediate effect, you don't go for such careers. You don't go for such trainings, like a training in grading tobacco. You don't do that because you are saying, what am I promoting?
Right,
you don't go
right.
for training. In being trained how to brew beer, you say, it's a job, but I don't do that because I'm promoting the wrong thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what happens when your career goals seem to conflict with your spiritual growth?
Yes, that's exactly what we are saying. You will be able to see that my desires are going against what the Bible says. And sometimes you may not initially, you may not feel bad about it, or your conscience may not condemn you. But when you check with the biblical principles and you find that it violates the principles of God, then you say, no, this is not a good career, this is not a good ambition,
right,
and I cannot get involved in it myself.
Yeah.
I cannot participate in it, I cannot promote it.
So are you saying people should quit when they're godliness and the values are conflicting with their careers?
Yes. Either they negotiate it through, because there are certain careers where you are not necessarily breaking the law, But for example, you are working for a company or someone who says you should break the Sabbath or should do this,
right,
then you
right.
can quickly say, you can say, I cannot participate in this. If
right.
they say, ah, no, you should, and then you say, I would better rather quit.
Right.
Just like Moses said, I cannot go with the Pharaoh's standards. I would rather suffer with God's people because you'll be looking at eternal goals.
Okay. How can you pursue success without compromising your faith values? And I'm saying this because many, if not most, industries, they require a demonstration of commitment which goes above and beyond the call of duty. Now, if you are to demonstrate that willingness to go above and beyond the call of duty, what do you do then? How can you pursue success without compromising your faith values?
You can go beyond the call of duty. Sometimes you are called to work even beyond the necessary hours that have been fixed when you started the job.
Right.
But you still will be careful that sometimes you may be asked to say, our work now is too much. We have not finished what we wanted to do. Can you please come on Saturday? And you know it's not just Saturday, it's
right,
the Sabbath.
Right.
Then you say, as far as this is concerned, I cannot.
Yeah.
And sometimes you may be asked to say, someone who has been doing such a thing, which is violating the law of God, and then you say, at that one, I cannot partake of it. If
right.
other people can do, that's fine. But as for me, no, because you are very clear by the word of God that you study and by the spirit that is leading you, you are very clear that this violates spiritual principles.
All right. All right. And then how does contentment fit into the pursuit of career advancement?
All right. Contentment will come, especially you have a passion for a certain thing.
Right.
And that thing comes by your way and you are doing it and you end up getting contented. But at the same time, you may start a certain job or a certain career that you have taken because maybe of certain circumstances, what you really desired not come your way, but you found another one which doesn't necessarily violate the biblical principles and you started by your commitment to God and then you get committed to the work, you will end up just getting contentment because you are working. You are saying, maybe God has put me in this place, just like Joseph, who actually was put into Potiphar's house
right.
by being sold. But when he was there,
right.
he was contented.
Okay.
Even in prison, he was contented as he was serving.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, before I let you go, sir, what biblical examples show us the balance between ambition and trusting
Excuse
in
me,
God?
Can you
I'm asking for biblical examples, Dr. Motsi, of that show us the balance between ambition and trusting God.
Yeah, just like what I've said about Joseph.
Okay.
He in Potiphar's house, he has been sold, and he is in prison, but still in prison, he is serving until he is taken out of prison.
Right.
Because of what? Service, good service he was doing.
Yeah.
Then you go to people like Daniel,
right.
they are slaves in Babylon, and they are serving there. As they serve with their whole heart
right.
until Daniel is the chief prime minister among the Babylonians
right.
because of his commitment. A contentment and perfection comes because of the God who is leading you.
Right, right, right. I hear you. I hear you. All right, Dr. Motsi, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. I'm hoping that tomorrow we can try and cover up the stuff that we missed out on yesterday. I'm hoping we'll be able to squash them together. But thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Can we pray a brief prayer?
Yes, sir.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have been present with us in this task. We want to continue to solicit your presence and your guidance, even when people choose their careers. so that when they are biblically based, as they study your word, your Holy Spirit can continue to guide them and guide us all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day further, Dr. Mutz.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.